Good morning, everyone. Welcome to morning prayers. My name's Richard and I'm part of the community here. So we'll be using the liturgy today, so I hope you've picked a copy up or can see a copy. I'll begin with a call to worship. Sometimes we wonder how we have come through some difficult situations. God has been with us, lifting and comforting our spirits. We struggle and worry. God's loving presence sustains and strengthens us. Listen for God's call to you. Lord, we are listening and seeking your guidance. Amen. Lord of joy and mercy, be with us this day as we seek your voice and your guidance. Remove the obstacles that block our commitment and help us truly be your disciples. For we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. We'll say the prayer of confession together. Patient Lord, we know that you call us to service, but we often feel inadequate. We love to make excuses for not doing something, or for doing something only half-heartedly. Remind us again of your loving and guiding presence. Forgive us when we stumble and falter. Turn us again to you, serving joyfully and confidently. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So continuing our morning devotion in Philippians, picking up where Faith left us yesterday, Philippians 4, verse 10. If you want to follow along, that's 1181 in the Chapel Bible. Philippians 4, verse 10. Start at verse 10. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for you have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. So I think we know well enough that the Apostle Paul was no stranger to hardships, imprisonment, shipwrecks, poverty. It's fair to say that he had ample experiences to not be content. But he tells us in this passage that he has learned the secret to be content, whatever the circumstances, and in any and every situation. So I learned that this contentment is not a natural state, but actually a learned and acquired, and even more so that hardships might be a necessity in this process. So being content, how do we know if we actually are content in a situation or about our circumstances? For me, it has to boil down to peace. Am I at peace within? And where does my true peace come from? Christ. It can only be Christ, and a union with the living and exalted Christ, the Prince of Peace. I think yesterday's passage also gives us a clue to this secret. From verse 8, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." And it goes on to say, "And the God of peace will be with you." So rather than focusing on things that will rob us of our joy, take away our peace, fill us with fears and anxiety, we can choose to learn to think on such things, the excellent and the praiseworthy. And does this point us to Jesus? I think it might. The living and exalted Christ, with whom Paul tells us is the secret to his contentment in all situations and the source of his abiding strength in all and any circumstance. Shall we spend a few minutes in quiet? Maybe not using the questions on the sheet if we don't want, but instead thanking Jesus for the times he's strengthened us in difficult times, for his peace, and that our joy in the Lord will continue to be our strength. and to the words of assurance. Beloved ones, you are the salty people, those who bring flavour to living. Your spirit of love and confidence gives hope to others. Remember that the Lord is always with you. Peace go with you. May the peace of the Lord bring joy. May the peace of the Lord bring love. May the peace of the Lord bring comfort. May the peace of the Lord bring hope. May the peace of the Lord bring rest. May the peace of the Lord bring life. May the peace of the Lord surround you. May the peace of the Lord go with you. Amen.
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 Breakfast will be served.